It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mary Kay Cabot on the Orange and Brown Talk podcast from Cleveland.com. That was a couple of days ago. She joins us now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Mary Kay, have you lost it?
No, I have not lost it. And I would say it all over again. I love the idea. I would do it. As you guys may have seen, I took tons of heat on social media.
I had to tweet at you. I was like, what is we? I couldn't wait till Thursday, Mary Kay. I couldn't wait until today.
I know. So thank you for piling on there, Ken. I appreciate that.
I didn't pile on.
You did. Let's own it. Own it. But so here's the thing. I wanted to quote tweet that clip and say, hey, this is the exact same reaction I got in 2018 when I wrote and said multiple times that the Browns should draft Josh Allen over Baker Mayfield. I wanted to say that, but I'm not really a victory lapper. I try not to be a victory lapper. Sometimes you can't help yourself, because especially when you're someone that takes a lot of grief and the world likes to pile on when you decide to have a hot take. Sometimes you want to defend yourself like that. Most of the time I try not to, just because I like to take the high road. But I wanted to say that because it's so true. This is such a crapshoot. Nobody knows what they're talking about when it comes to projecting quarterbacks into the NFL, or very few people really actually know how it's going to go and where it's all going to end up. So why not take a crazy chance? Why not? You've got 10 draft picks. You've got basically an empty quarterback room. You have no future at quarterback right now until this draft is over with. So why not take a couple of swings at the plate? And I'll tell you what, I was at the Senior Bowl and I watched Tyler Shrug with my own two eyes. I was at the practices in the lead up to the Senior Bowl. I watched him with my own two eyes. I've watched film on him and I like him. There are a lot of things I like about him. So why not? Why not take a risk and throw all caution to the wind?
You should have just dunked on me and then did that. Quote tweeted me. Go after me.
I should have.
Yeah. Still can. There's plenty of time. Go right on ahead right after the segment. Go right on ahead and do it.
No, I wouldn't do that. But I just believe that, I mean, there are so many different positions that you can get in other ways. You can go find a receiver somewhere. You can find a running back somewhere in a trade or in free agency or in a later round of the draft. But quarterbacks, if you find a quarterback that you like, take him wherever you need to get him. Who cares if you took him too high and somebody takes him in the second or third round and he goes on to be a Jalen Hurts or someone like that? Who cares where you take a quarterback if you think he can help your football team? And if he can't, then he can't. So what? You tried and you whiffed. I remember back in 2013, I wrote a column. It's still out there somewhere. The Browns should draft Geno Smith in 2013 and build the team around him. I took a lot of heat for that. I took a lot of grief for that. And that one's looking pretty good today, too.
Look at Mary Kay putting everyone on notice right now in Northeast Ohio, including Ken.
Wow.
And I love it. I love it, Mary Kay, because we got to cherish the times when we think we're right on things and we're asking opinions, right? And the Browns, they're going to give their opinion on what to do with number two overall. So we're a desperate team. So how desperate are we? Because you mentioned that yesterday, Brian Hoyer came on with us and talked about the Browns because he's not high on Shador. He talked about trading for Joe Milton, who we've got to see one time last year in week 18 against the Buffalo Bills. And he had a nice performance. It was against some backups. So how crazy do we want to get here, Mary Kay?
Well, speaking of Joe Milton, last year I wrote that the Browns should come back and draft Joe Milton in a later round of the draft.
Funny you say.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, you have to take some chances on quarterbacks. And if you have to pile up, you know, a room full of them, then do that in order to get what you need. It's very, very hard to get it right. So why not try a few different things? Why not think out of the box a little bit? That was the thing that was so disturbing. I usually, and you guys aren't going to believe me on this, but I usually don't read the comments because, for obvious reasons, I leave them on so people can have their fun. That's what X is all about. You're supposed to be able to engage in that kind of discourse and have a little bit of fun with the comments. So I leave the comments on. I could shut them off on X, but I don't. I leave them on. But in this particular case, I did read when they were at 85. I did read some because I was like, why is this thing going so viral? And you know, an effing idiot. That was probably the biggest thing that I was, an effing idiot. But here's the thing. Why do people have to completely trash a bold idea? Why can't it just be, oh, hey, I disagree with that? Do you have to be an effing idiot because you propose something outside of the box? Why do we have to be so ordinary? Go big or go home.
Mary Kay Cabot on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Well said. All right, Mary Kay, Russell Wilson, there's real smoke around that fire, because I was told yesterday, last week, this is just something to get the Falcons going here. And I said, well, I don't think they'd bring him in if they weren't serious about talking to him. So is this a serious prospect?
It is a serious prospect. And you're right. They would not have brought him in if they were not serious about it. Now, there's probably a better chance of him signing with the Giants or signing back with the Steelers for money and other reasons. But definitely they were serious about it and remain serious about it. And if they don't land him, then I think they will turn their attention to a Carson Wentz, a Joe Flacco, or maybe even take their time a little bit after that and see how things shake out in the draft and see if any quarterbacks come free after that. But certainly they are serious about it.
Mary Kay, joining us right now on the hotline. So overall, when you think about we're sitting...
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Here waiting for the Aaron Rodgers situation to play out. Then I think the Kirk Cousins sweepstakes could heat up. I think that's kind of sad to be in Kirk Cousins sweepstakes, but some teams are waiting here. Do you think once the Rodgers decision happens, that could get everything in motion?
I do think that could get some things in motion, but I was told a couple of weeks ago, I've written this many times, I've stated this many times, I don't know for sure if it will turn out like this, but I was told that the Falcons, they are not expected to trade him before the draft. Now, again, that could change, but at this point, that's what I have heard. So we'll have to see how that one goes. And I just don't know that the Browns are going to want to give up draft capital for Kirk Cousins. He was very attractive to them when they could have acquired him and just signed him at the veteran minimum of $1.255 million or somewhere around there, because he was going to still be making his 27.5 from the Falcons. So at that price point, he was very, very attractive. But when you start to get into a bidding war in terms of draft capital, I just don't know if the Browns are going to be all about that.
So what draft pick are you thinking of? What round are you thinking of right there, Mary Kay? I'm sorry.
For Kirk?
Yes.
I'm sure the Falcons would want at least, I mean, they have $37.5 million baked into this deal right now. So they're going to want to make up for that somehow. And I'm not exactly sure what would make up for that in terms of draft capital, but they are not going to give him away, in my opinion. I'm not exactly sure what it would take. I would think that a third round pick would have to be involved in some way, but I don't even know if that would be anywhere near enough.
Mary Kay Cabot on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Because I was thinking, like, for the fans out there, like, Brian had mentioned yesterday, like, a fourth rounder for Milton or something like that. What would you rather give up, a fourth rounder for Joe Milton or Kirk Cousins? Because one could help you out right now. One might, for all intents and purposes, may never be able to really help you out, or could end up being the answer. It's an unseen thing. So it's kind of what you do with the draft picks anyway, don't you? I mean, if he's only played one game, isn't he essentially a draft pick that's had a year of extra seasoning? I think that's what's that become. So maybe it's a little bit more open for everybody. All right, we got to ask you a question here. We're going to play rock, paper, scissors, because it's going to be a controversial question to ask you, okay? So we're going to have to play rock, paper, scissors to see who asks you. Tone, you ready? Here we go. It's on shoot. Ready?
Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot!
Whoa!
Okay.
Here we go, Kenny. Have
all right, I got to ask you. We saw the Deshaun Watson workout video. Is there a possibility he plays on the field for the Browns this season?
Oh, my gosh. That's a great question. It really is a great question. I would never rule anything out. If you remember, at the Combine, Andrew Berry said he is a fast healer. What I think they're trying to do at the outset is kind of put him so much on the back burner that people aren't always asking about him. They're making it seem like there's no way that he's going to be ready to play this season. And they might be right about that. But just in terms of the physical nature of a ruptured Achilles, it doesn't take, you know, usually a whole year. Now, this is a revision, so you're probably going to go a little bit slower with it. There could be a world in which, yes, he would be ready by December or late November or something like that. But right now, I do not think that the Browns have that in their plans. It's not in their thinking. I really don't see him playing for the Cleveland Browns again. But stranger things have happened, and I don't think we can completely slam the door shut on it.
Because I saw the video, and I'm like, okay. But I also know, like, hey, there's contracts that have to be kept up here. And be frank with you, I don't think he wants to play for the Browns as much as Browns fans really don't want him playing for the Browns.
Well, I don't know if that's true or not. Maybe he feels that way. We haven't had a chance to talk to him about that. But he certainly seems determined to come back and play football again. And he is in the building every single day now, which he should have been doing at the end of last year when he was rehabbing. Even though they have the right to go rehab where they want, and he did that the year before out in L.A. with the shoulder surgery by his surgeon, there was some consternation, I think, last year about the fact that he really wasn't around. So he's gotten that flipped, and now he's there every day, and you just never know how the vibe goes as things go along. And I will tell you that although a lot of people seem to think that his teammates don't care for him that much, the truth is they really do, or most of them really do, like him. So we'll have to see where this goes. I think the Browns are trying to temper any thoughts of him playing for the Cleveland Browns this year, and I doubt that he will play for them this year or ever again. But you just never know where this is going to go.
Gut feeling, because I got to ask you this question quickly, and then I have another important one. Gut feeling, 10 seconds. Who do the Browns draft at number two? Go.
Shador. I'm just going to go Shador for right now. I don't want to overthink it. I don't want to get myself at the end of the road after all of this pre-draft stuff thinking something else. I'm going to stick with that for now.
Okay, Mary Kay, I have a personal question for you. You've raised three children. They're all adults now, boys and girls. My son has a little friend who he wants to have come over and hang out, play, whatever. A little special friend, Mary Kay. She seems like a very nice young lady. I've never met her, obviously, so who knows? He's nine. Is that something you're okay with? Because I was told, no, sorry, bub, no.
Oh, absolutely, 100%. I'm on board with that.
Wow. Why is that, Mary?
Oh, no question about it.
But no why is, about it. Now, why? Because I'm afraid I'd be like watching like a hawk.
Well, they're nine-year-old kids. I'm sure they just want to play and have fun and be young kids. They'll probably be outside kicking a ball around. They'll probably be playing soccer or something.
Yeah,
so,
that's a nice thing.
Yeah, I mean, sure, of course you want to supervise them to a degree, but they're nine-year-old kids. Let them go out and be kids, and it doesn't matter if you're a boy or a girl. If you're a playmate, then go have fun.
Okay. Lima scared the bejesus out of me. I'm glad I talked
Let
to you.
Them
now
be
I have to
kids.
Reconsider.
Let them be kids.
Now I have to reconsider, Mary Kay. We thank you so much for the time. You've given us a lot to talk about and a lot to think about. We appreciate you. All the best.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Mary Kay Cabot on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.